This is One-on-One with a Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station.
And good morning, I'm Ben Nicholas here. It is 9:34 on this Wednesday, June 29th, 78 degrees outside here for One-on-One with a Professional on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. I'm joined today by the Lighthouse. So I'm new to Bartlesville and I don't really know my way around yet. Can you explain what the Lighthouse Outreach Center is?
The Lighthouse is a homeless shelter. It was established in 1991 by Naomi Lanier, who came here as a call from God from Idaho to come down and start a homeless shelter. And this was a totally new idea to Bartlesville, and there was some resistance at first, but we realize now there's a real need for it, and it's where people who have difficulty in life, hard times come upon them, and some by their own choices, some by other events that happen in their life, and they come to a place to get their life turned around, and we're seeing that happen over and over. In the last 24 years, many, many people have had their lives turned around through the ministry of the Lighthouse.
Okay, and so what exactly goes into ministering the... I guess those you're trying to reach out to.
Right. Where it's a Christian-based organization, so the spiritual aspect is a very, very important part of it. We have chapel 5 days a week in the mornings, evening chapel, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evenings. We have classes we're now teaching on alcohol and drug recovery, basic life skills, and classes of spiritual classes, getting to know God, that you're not alone in this rebuilding your life. And then we provide food, housing, clothing, the basic needs also are met, and sometimes we have to start with those and then work on the other areas.
So talk about the, I guess it's a center itself, and so it's a physical location that people can go to. Can you explain that a little bit?
Right. We are located at 1411 West Hensley Boulevard. It's a two-story facility, about 4,000 square feet. We have a men's dorm for house up to 29 men. We have a women's dorm that can house up to 8 ladies. A men's honor dorm for 4 people, and then about 6 or 7 family rooms for couples or families.
Okay, and so there's a full-time, I suppose, staff working there, people who are helping out, reaching out with them?
Right, we're actually open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because you don't know what need someone's going to have when they'll be coming by to get help. We have people referred to us from the police bring them by. Sometimes someone just get out of jail needs a place to stay. Sometimes people coming from facilities in Bonita and Wagner need a place for getting their life back together. Sometimes other agencies will provide the opportunity for them to come here also. And some of them come on their own because they're looking for a place and a chance to change their life.
And so this is a people are coming to you, but are you also going out into the community to help help people, help others?
Basically, we work with people that come to us. At one time, we used to give out food baskets and other things, but there's other ministries doing that. Salvation Army, Agape Mission provides meals. And so there's other organizations. Mary Martha provides clothing and furniture. So what we're trying to do now is focus on what we do. No one else houses people overnight in this 45-mile radius. So we are specializing in providing a place for them to stay and to live until they get things turned around in their life.
And so people come to you and they stay with you. Is there a time limit on when they can come and stay with you, or what is, you know, if somebody just come to stay with you and recover, what is
we don't have a definite time anymore. It's more case by case, because some people need, you know, 2 or 3 weeks and they can get things together and ready to go on. Some people need several months, up to a year, to get the help they need to get their life turned around. So we do it each one an individual case.
Okay, and so there's nobody necessarily who needs help, nobody's necessarily turned away.
We have some restrictions. We aren't able to take sex offenders because we do have children and families there. We can't take people when they come out of prison for the first year. They have to be out of prison a year before they come. But county jails is not a limitation. And some people, because of their past attendance there, may have been there 3 or 4 times and are not responding to the help we offer them, so we sometimes say you can't come back again. So we just sometimes put a restriction on some people who have taken advantage of the opportunity and didn't really get it taken together.
So definitely a good program, and definitely trying to help the community and take in as many people as possible, assuming they fall in with those restrictions. We talked a little bit about, before we started this, about the expansion program that's going on with the Lighthouse Outreach Center.
Right. It's been 15 years since we've had a building project. About 15 years ago, we built the men's dorm and then renewed the dining room and expanded the kitchen area. And that was a major project, and we have not had a need for any more expansion until now. And we're now needing to build a new chapel just adjacent to the building, and then convert the existing chapel into classrooms and office spaces, because we're needing more classrooms to teach the classes we're now teaching.
Okay, and so definitely something that needs to be done, I suppose, to help, I guess, further along the outreach and help grow that outreach, right?
Right, and make us more effective. That's what we want, to really see people's lives change, not just helped, but be completely taken care of. And you know, we're not here to just put a Band-Aid on it. We want to help with the total recovery of a person. So it takes these extra facilities to do that more effectively than what we're doing right now.
And can you just go in a little bit about how these facilities are going to help you be more effective by what you're trying to build here?
But one of the things, the chapel was not designed to be a chapel. The facility was an auto repair shop when it first was used to convert it into the lighthouse years ago. And so if you've ever been to the lighthouse, the chapel, a third of the chapel is a hallway. And so the hallway goes right between the platform and the seating area. So it's not really conducive. If someone comes by, they have to walk through the chapel or walk around the building. And so it's not even conducive from that standpoint. And we need to have, the biggest issue right now is more classroom space. And so by using the old chapel for classroom space, we can build a new one, and that will meet both needs rather economically too. Very low expense to be involved in this total project for what we plan to do.
Okay, and so Mr. Haida, is that correct? Mr. Haida, I believe you brought somebody along to share their testimony from the Lighthouse Outreach Center.
Right. I have with me Lance Mann, who is a recent resident at the Lighthouse, and I'll ask him just to share a little bit about what God is doing in his life and where he came from and how things are working right now.
All right, take it away.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I came to the Lighthouse about, what has it been, about 3 weeks ago, going on about 3 weeks, and I came straight from Osage County Jail. Ended up in Osage County Jail, you know, my life just being torn up through, you know, living outside of God's will, assortment of drugs, alcohol, bad relationships, you know, just being a liability to the community. You know, I found myself in a place, sitting there in a cell, cold concrete cell, and God just working on my heart, and I'm realizing that it's time for change. It's time for change, and you know, God begins to show me, you know, where I've gone wrong in my thinking, in my attitude, and blaming other people and situations for my struggles, and you know, God just begins to show me that, you know, it's time for a whole new life change, and with that, I'm realizing that it's probably not a good idea for me to go back to where I came from, and get back in the old environment, the old people, and just get into a place that God could work on me, and a whole new place, whole new faces. And I learned about the Lighthouse there in Osage County Jail. It just, you know, God works in great ways, and he just happened to put in my cell this young man that happened to be at the Lighthouse, and I'd shared with him a little bit about what was going on in my life and what I was wanting to do, and it's time for change, and he told me about the Lighthouse. So of course, all you have to do there in jail is just sit around and think. A lot of time to sit and think. And so I'm asking questions and asking about the Lighthouse, and every answer that I get, I'm seeing that wow, this might be a good place, and God just landed on my heart, just go there when you get out, go there when you get out. And it was a decision that I made. I decided the day that I got out, a friend of mine set me up some transportation, stayed there for the night, and then the next day came to the Lighthouse. And I tell you, you know, I'm 43 years old, been struggling with drug addiction for several years, and it's not something I'm proud of, but I've been in and out of facilities many times, and I have a lot of experience being in treatment centers, other shelters and programs, and you know, the Lighthouse, there's just not another place like it. You know, they don't have their thumb on you, but yet they give you enough to grow spiritually, to get closer to God, to be honest and to grow. And then they give you an opportunity to go out there in the community and put it into practice and work it. And so there's a lot of freedom there, except, you know, there's also a lot of rules. And, you know, the atmosphere is clean. It's you can feel God when you walk in there. The attitudes of the staff is amazing. You know, they hold you accountable, but yet they love on you at the same time. You know, it's a wonderful place to be, and it's done great things for me. And I'm not in any hurry to leave. I'm not going to stick around there forever, but I think I've given it 90 days was my commitment. You know, God's can do anything. He might pull me out of there sooner. He might keep me there longer. I don't know. I just know that I'm open to what He has for me there. So.
All right, so definitely the expansion program, something needing to be happen to help not only yourself but help others as well.
Absolutely. If you was to put everybody, if the lighthouse was completely full, and you was to try to put everybody in that chapel that we have now, I don't think we'd fit everybody in there. There's just no way, you know.
Okay. So definitely something that needs to be happening in the lighthouse, doing a lot of good work in the community here in Bartlesville. Jimin, thank you for coming in. Thank you for sharing your testimony, and thank you for bringing the lighthouse here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
All right. We'll be back with more One-on-One Professional.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.